But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them.
These are the same men that have ruled me out of their society. They're trying to remove my name from their school books. They have aborted babies. Now see, when a nation's under divine correction, it'll do one of two things. It'll humble itself as did Nineveh, or it will give God lip service and then turn to its own strength and power to rise above the correction.
The devil is taking us over. Why do you think what happened in 9/11? It didn't happen without God knowing it, but God allowed it. Trying to get our attention. It's time to repent and turn to God. You may say, man, the devil is taking over.
Don't you get mad at me. I'm trying to save you. The devil is taking over. Look at our women's today. No shame. The Bible said a woman's supposed to be shamefaced. No shame. The demon of exposure. Why? Because they're possessed by spirit. But I want you to know, beloved, you can come to God. God can set you free. Alcohol, drugs. Many people are bound by spirit. They can't help themselves. They can't get loose except they come to God. Doctors can't do them any good. But if you just turn to the Lord, listen, God can straighten your life out. Amen. Suicide spirits. What's wrong with the ladies here lately? Killing their babies. News media said, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? The Bible has the answer. You get saved and get delivered. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. It's not enough just to go to the cross. Not enough just to ask God to forgive you for sin. Let God forgive you, but turn around and live for God. Get full of the Holy Ghost.